Why is Ed Martin called one of the 11 most corrupt candidates in America? As chief of staff to former Governor Matt Blunt, Martin covered up political emails on state time and fired the whistleblower who warned it was illegal. Memogate required a $2.4 million personal bailout for Martin from taxpayers, and Martin resigned in disgrace. Tim Cahill, a Quincy boy who wrestled to go to college, opened a small business because he needed a job, married Tina and had four girls, taught them right from wrong. Quincy City Council, one of America's best treasurers. Now, Tim is running for governor, the only candidate who is one of us. As a top federal prosecutor, Dan Gilbert put away hundreds of criminals, from corrupt politicians to violent gangs. So effective, his conviction rate was 98%. Every major newspaper endorses Gilbert for attorney general, because while Gilbert stood in court to protect us, his opponents never tried a single case in front of a jury. Jeff Perry resigned in disgrace from the police force. One of his officers pled guilty, sentenced to 4 years for sexual assault of teenage girls. Perry was five steps away during one incident. The Boston Globe said Perry's accounts of his actions were contradicted by police records and sworn testimony. Jeff Perry's got a problem telling the truth, and he hasn't gotten to Washington yet.